This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Election, ship's not there yet. I'm Elliot Francis. In Georgia, the U.S. House seat vacated by Health Secretary Tom Price almost went to a Democrat in Tuesday's special election. Bob Costantini reports.
Flip the sixth, the crowd chanted at former congressional aide John Ossoff. He came close outright, but there will have to be a June runoff.
There is no doubt that this is already a victory for the ages.
By not quite getting a majority, the young Democrat, a documentary filmmaker, and Republican Karen Handel, a businesswoman and former Secretary of State of Georgia, will run off head-to-head to fill the seat of Tom Price. Bob Costantini, Washington.
It turns out U.S. warships are not yet gathering off the coast of North Korea, as President Trump announced last week. Trump's announcement, quote, "We're sending an armada," was apparently more than a week early. The carrier group is now on its way to the Korean Peninsula, where it's expected to arrive sometime next week. I'm Elliot Francis. The fate of Bill O'Reilly and his Fox News show could be known soon. CNN and the Wall Street Journal are reporting the network is preparing to cut ties with O'Reilly. Correspondent Dylan Byers says O'Reilly's camp is denying those reports.
It is hard to overstate just how drastic a development this is in the cable news landscape and indeed in the American media landscape. Bill O'Reilly, of course, the top-rated host on cable news, commands an enormous audience, brings in over $100 million in revenue for that company. I mean, this is really, especially in the wake of Roger Ailes' ouster last year, this is really sort of a sea change for Fox News and for the cable news environment.
O'Reilly accused of sexual harassment and verbal abuse toward women in the workplace. The Super Bowl champion New England Patriots will visit the White House today. They'll be welcomed to the South Lawn by President Trump this afternoon in honor of their comeback victory over the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51. That's to be the first sports team to visit President Trump. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Prince George's County Police are trying to figure out who killed a woman last Sunday in Forestville. But they also need to find out who the victim is.
We are asking the public to certainly take a look at our composite sketch.
Prince George's Police Captain Anthony Shartner says all they know right now is the female victim was alive enough after getting stabbed to knock on a neighbor's door for help.
By the time the homeowner was able to get to the front door, our decedent had become unconscious and was out front of her house.
She was later pronounced dead at the hospital. She's African American, 20 to 23 years old, 5'11", about 120 pounds. Check out the sketch and pictures of her clothes on our website. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're near the Navy Yard today, don't be alarmed if you notice some unusual activity.
An active shooter drill will take place today at the Navy Yard. It's being conducted by D.C. Police and Naval Support Activity Washington, which handles the security for the Navy Yard. Spokesman Ed Ziegler tells WMAL what those nearby can expect to see.
They may hear some announcements over our big voice system. You may experience some delays at the gates. However, it's all part of the drill.
The training exercise is to test tactical and defensive responses, as well as emergency communications. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A legal watchdog group says it's prepared to sue the state of Maryland unless the state does more to purge ineligible voters from the Montgomery County registration rolls. Judicial Watch says current registration rolls contain more registered voters in Montgomery County than there are citizens of voting age. They say that is strong circumstantial evidence that the rolls likely contain the names of dead people, non-citizens, or people who've moved away from the county. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,523, the Nasdaq at 5849. Sports, the Nats beat the Braves, the O's fall to the Reds. The Wizards host Atlanta tonight in Game 2 of their NBA playoff series. The Caps are in Toronto for Game 4 of that playoff series. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you buy from Ted Ridge Ford, you get life. Get Rid for Life lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. TedBritt.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova, join the future of health.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pretty quiet around the region. It's just some overnight road work. Crews are trying to wrap up, so you need to watch if you're on the Beltway or heading around anytime soon. Get you first Beltway in Bethesda on the inner loop north of River Road. And as you come around toward Old Georgetown Road, now I'm looking at this activity. Still have the arrow boards there along the right side, pushing you over to the left. No delay. So you really want to be cautious because you're coming up on this at speed. So slow down inner loop near Old Georgetown Road, outer loop near Route 5, Branch Avenue for the work crews also picking that up. And from the west, this is good. 66, the Greenway, Toll Road, no problems early on here. Virginia, 95, 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky hangs on. We'll see some showers, thunder showers eventually, with milder weather settling in by tomorrow. So mostly cloudy today, 64. It'll stay cloudy tonight. We'll fall back to about 58. Then partly cloudy tomorrow with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Very warm, up to 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Haymarket, 49 in Waldorf, 51 degrees in Washington. That special House election in Georgia goes to a runoff as the Democratic frontrunner falls short of outright victory. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
And good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Hey, joining us at 7:05 this morning, we are going to talk to Esker Bilger of the D.C. Metro Union, where they know how to fix the metro. So we're going to find out from him how to fix the metro.
I'm glad somebody's got an
Isn't
idea.
That nice? At 7:35, Steve Moore, economist, you know, we're going to talk to him about the Buy American program, Buy American First, and the H-1B visas that President Trump was talking about yesterday and cracking down on those. At 8:05, it is former Navy SEAL and VA Congressman, Virginia, not VA, you know, Virginia, Congressman Scott Taylor. He will be joining us. And at 8:35, Cheryl Atkinson is with us. She has a new book coming out, and she also has a very interesting timeline out that we're going to talk to her about. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Good morning to everybody. Here's a question for you. You know, how important is it to you to buy American? Is this something you stop and consider when you pull out your wallet to purchase something? You know, each and every time you do it, do you think about whether or not you're buying an American product or if you're buying something that was manufactured overseas? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Love to know what your thoughts are on that. And this is something you actively consider. And we raise it because yesterday the president was in Wisconsin having an event where he was urging people to buy American. In fact, he said, we're going to make sure we double down in the government to make sure that whenever it is absolutely possible, we're going to be buying American products when it's taxpayers' dollars that are being used to pay for it. That is his way of sort of, you know, giving some juice to the American economy and to the American worker. And it's very much in keeping what this president said he's going to do, is bring jobs to Americans. Well, he's going to make sure that the government is doing everything it can to buy products that were actually made and manufactured in America. The problem is, of course, there are a lot of things that are no longer made in America. And you can't find a TV set, for example, that's made in America. Many computers are made in other parts of the country or other parts of the world. So, you know, is it something that you actively think about when you come to make your purchases? Do you stop and think, am I buying American or am I buying foreign? How important is it to you? Do you practice what you preach? I mean, everybody says, well, of course I want to buy American, but do you actually do it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. There was a time when I bought Japanese cars. And I'm sorry, I'll get lambasted for that. I no longer do that. I buy American products now. And I think about it a lot because I think, for example, that is something, that's a big purchase. That's a significant, so, you know, when you buy a car, you're buying not only the car from the manufacturer, but you are then in a way supporting all of the different people who build the parts that go into that car. So it really is a big, and it can have a real impact on jobs. And so I have stopped buying foreign cars, and I only buy American cars, and I've done that now for many, many years. There are, however, things that I know are designed in America, cell phones, computers, but they're not built in America. And I struggle with that one because I would love to be able to buy things that are made in America, but there are just some places where they don't make the certain products that you need in America. We don't manufacture. We design a lot of stuff, but we don't have a big manufacturing base the way we once did. So it's something that I am going to start thinking about more and when it comes to even the smaller purchases. Is there a way for me to buy this product in a way that supports the American worker? I think if we all stop and think about that, that there are ways that we can do it. But, you know, the question is, will you be paying a little more? Because, you know, when you pay American workers, you're paying a higher wage than you would if you're paying somebody who's building something in China. You're going to pay more for that product. Are you okay with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I think for most people, it comes down to dollars and cents. People, you know, a lot of people, we did a story on it, gosh, a couple of weeks ago, people living paycheck to paycheck. So buying American sounds great, but if it's a manufactured product, the odds are pretty good that I'm paying union wages, which are going to be inflated. And because I'm paying for great retirements and I'm paying for a health care that's better than the one that I'm getting. And like I said, their retirement when I don't have one. So I think that people said, wow, it sounds great, but if I can get the same product and it's a couple dollars cheaper over here, why would I pay more over here just because it's made in America? So I think for a lot of people, it comes down to dollars and cents. The other thing about this is H1, you know, and I know we were also, Trump's he signed that executive order about the H1B visa program dubbed, and that's what's dubbed by American. It's the other part of it is hire American. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wonder, isn't that in and of itself an American telling business owners who they have to hire? Isn't that in and of itself? Isn't free market what it's all about? If I can get someone who will do the job for less because I don't have to pay them health care, they'll be a contractor. If someone is willing to be a contractor and I can pay them less, isn't that the ultimate in the American system?
Well, we believe in the free market system. There's no doubt about that. And the free market system would say, build that product for the cheapest way you can and increase your profits. Yep, that's
there
true.
You go.
But is that the American thing to do? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Bob in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And I'll say right now, you know, President Trump is doing exactly what we sent him down there to do. In 2003, when my unit was getting ready to deploy into Iraq, we needed plate steel for our vehicles, and it couldn't be had. Spears Point hasn't built that since 1978, and that steel mill, which built more steel than Germany, Italy, and Japan in 1943, is now a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to live in a country that has a living wage, you better go ahead and be prepared to go ahead and buy the things that are made here.
All right, thank you for
that, Bob. Thank you for your service, too, Bob.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Alice in Frederick, you're up next. What do you say, Alice?
Hi. Are you?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. I'll give you an example. When we got our dog, my cousin said, oh, they never buy toys made not in the United States. So I tried to find a toy for them that was made in the United States. I couldn't. So I went to the fabric store. I thought, I'll make a toy. So I went in, I was looking at the materials, and I asked someone there, where are the materials that are made in the United States? They had none. Zero.
Yeah.
None of the materials in the store were made in the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very discouraging. It's very, very discouraging. You know, you can't go to the dollar store.
Right.
I love the dollar store, but you can't go to the dollar store. Everything there is... Once in a while, I actually found buckets that were made in the United States, and I was so excited, I was jumping for joy. So, you know, you try, but it's just so hard. It's very, very hard to find things made in the United States.
Yeah, you're right, Alice. Thank you so much for joining us. Drive carefully, Alice.
Yeah.
She's right. You can get some
I notice a lot of cat toys, for whatever reason, are made in France or Canada. I don't know why, but they are.
Why do you even know that cat?
Because I have cats. So that's why I know.
Oh, man. All right. Chris in Virginia, where you're up next. What do you say, Chris? You're on with Brian and Mary.
Yeah, guys. I just wanted to say, every time I go into Home Depot, Lowe's, any of them kind of stores, anywhere I go to buy anything, I look to see if it's made in America.
Okay, and then what?
Anything that's made in America anymore.
Say again that last part.
It's very hard to find anything with a label on it that says made in America. If it does have made in America, I'll buy that before I buy anything else.
I mean, there used to be large parts of this country where manufacturing was mainly what they did. They manufactured stuff throughout the Midwest and then what we now call the Rust Belt. That was what they did. That isn't really, sadly, not much often the case anymore. More of your calls straight ahead. It's now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I look every time, too. Made in USA, that's my first choice. Okay, let's go around the Beltway. That's where we have the work zone still in place near Old Georgetown Road. So if you're on the inner loop anytime soon and pushing north past the split at 270, stay to the left to get by. You'll see the arrow boards. They're still set up along the right, but you're coming up on this at speed, so it makes it a little bit dangerous. So slow down here, inner loop near Georgetown Road, outer loop near Route 5 Branch Avenue. That's where I had the work crews as well. On River Road, inbound after Goldsboro, find the milling and paving project, right lane of 2 blocked. Again, no delay, so watch for those work crews there. Heading through town looks good. Southeast Southwest Freeway, good time to get going. 295 each direction toward the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy today, a high of 64 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Now, tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers or thunderstorms and a high of 84 degrees. And on Friday, temperatures in the mid-80s, but they're also talking about possible thunderstorms in the afternoon. Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be cooler days, cloudy skies both days, temperatures somewhere in the 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
And I'm proud to announce that we are about to take bold new steps to follow through on my pledge to buy American and hire American.
That was the president yesterday in Wisconsin saying that we're going to redouble our efforts as far as the federal government is concerned. When we're spending taxpayer dollars, we're going to do everything we can to buy American. And that means, of course, if you buy American, you're hiring more Americans to build those products. But is it possible? And do you actually stop and think about it anymore? You know, and when you make your big purchases, when you make your small purchases, is it something that you consider? And how difficult is that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. Gary in Mount Airy, you're on with Brian and Mary.
Good morning.
And that rhymed, didn't it? Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, the thing is that people are missing on this is back in World War II, we had Singer Sewing Machine and every other U.S. manufacturer making materials for the war effort. And without all these companies, we would not have won the war.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right about it. And one wonders if we had to gin up the same kind of manufacturing in America today on short notice, could we do it? I mean, the car manufacturers, you know, they have plants all over the country. In fact, many foreign makers of cars build their cars in America. And so I think they would be able to respond. But I'm really wondering whether or not we could respond in the way we did in World War II.
And I think that you know, as I said earlier, I think we're attacking this in the wrong way. Even President Trump knows it's cheaper to make things in Bangladesh or China than it is here.
Because he makes his products there,
and
right.
And so instead of saying, we're going to tell Americans, and it's great. It's great to sign a bill that says, buy American. Fantastic. Rah, rah. Find a product made in this country. So you can say, and you said, Brian, that, well, you know, if a product's made here, you're hiring American workers. Well, we know that that's not necessarily so. We know that Disney and a lot of other big companies have fired their American workers in order to bring in foreign workers. So then you say, well, let's cut down the number of visas that allow them to do that. It's still not addressing the problem of why it costs more to have Americans build a product.
And you're,
that's the bottom line.
Your larger point is that Americans get paid more, and often they're union employees.
That's right. And they get a lot more, a lot of times, and not all the time, but a lot of times those union employees are making far more than the people buying the product. And that's an unsustainable business model.
Howard in South Carolina listening online this morning. How are you there, Howard?
Oh, good morning. How are you doing, Brian?
Doing good. What do you think?
Well, there's a reason why American car manufacturers went over to the Japanese, and it wasn't money. It was because they were turning out crap, frankly. Back in the 70s and 80s, they were turning out complete garbage. And the thing is, I don't have a problem with buying American, especially even if it's a few dollars more expensive for the reasons that you stated, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality needs to be there. That's the biggest issue with me. The last time I bought a vehicle from the big three in America, it fell apart, literally fell apart after 80,000 miles. I've got a car made in America, but designed and engineered over in Asia, and I've abused the heck out of it for over 200,000 miles, and it's still driving just like it was brand new.
Yeah.
And American manufacturers end up turning out high-quality parts and high-quality stuff. I'm all in favor of it.
I actually, my experience has been different, and I buy and trade cars probably more often than the average person. I'll be honest with you about that. But I drive American cars. I've been very impressed with the quality of the cars that I've driven, especially I drive trucks and SUVs generally, and have on occasion drive a sports car. I also have a very old car, 1971 GTO, which is sort of a hobby for me, and I mess with it all the time. I am shocked and amazed at how bad that car is designed in many ways. I mean, it's a fun thing to drive and have, but it was not a very particularly well-designed car. We've gotten better at it, a whole lot better. Well, I do think about it. I actually do. Even when I'm buying stuff, in the store, or I'm going to Best Buy, or I'm going to Home Depot, or just doing my regular business, I do stop and think about it. But as many people have said here this morning, and I think it's very true, it is so hard to find those products that have the stamp made in America. And maybe that is because we have for so long done the other model, and that the President Trump is trying to make us, think about that again and perhaps change it so that more people will be encouraged to build products in America. We're beginning to see more and more companies say, we're going to, instead of building that plant in Mexico, we're going to build that plant in South Carolina. Instead of, investing in a new plant over in China, we're going to try to build the computers here in the United States. I think that's a good trend. 522 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Larry O'Connor here. Lately, whenever the topic of healthcare comes up, we hear words like uncertain and expensive. Well, what if I told you that when it comes to my personal healthcare, the words that come to my mind are convenient and caring? That's because my doctor is Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. And as a patient, I know firsthand how the team at Principal Medical Group put me first. Experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway over near Route 5, Branch Avenue. That overnight work zone has been picked up, and I'm looking at all lanes open and up at speed. Now, we still do have the work zone on the Beltway in Old Georgetown Road in Bethesda. So, inner loop commuters, this is you. If you're heading north of River Road and pushing around toward Old Georgetown Road, you see the arrow board and cruise along the right side, pushing you to the left. So, no delay. Coming up on it at speed, please be very careful. 270 out of Frederick and down to the Beltway. Great time to get going. Nice, quiet start. We're good. 395 over the 14th Street Bridge. And from the west, 66, a good run. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry Wednesday, but a gray Wednesday as the overcast is tough this morning. It'll be tough this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and up to about 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, headed up to 64 degrees. It's now 526 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk Brian Wilson and Mary Walter in the House. And we're talking about the president yesterday in Wisconsin, making the case that when taxpayer dollars are at stake, he's going to do his very best to make sure the taxpayers are buying American products with their taxpayer dollars. It's increasingly difficult to do that. Timmy in La Plata, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you say, Timmy?
Good morning. It's I'm torn. Honestly, I'm torn. I'm a union electrician, and Kevin, I think his name's Kevin Plank, that owns Under Armour. He's a University of Maryland graduate.
Right.
Successful. He hires a lot of, obviously, Americans to sell his product, and he pushes stores, and he's got them all over the United States now. But every time I rip a tag and look at this thing, it's Bangladesh, it's Indonesia, it's Vietnam. And I'm torn because the product is a great product, and I'm paying, believe me, a high price for that product.
Clothing.
But all we're doing is shuffling it.
Yeah, clothing is especially difficult because, I mean, you look at any label, and it is very rare to see products that are manufactured, clothing manufacturing, done in the United States. It's just something that we have not spent a lot of time doing anymore because it's so much cheaper to have it built overseas and have it sewn and put together overseas with that labor. So I guess, you know, that's the struggle. How do you then take a product and make it efficiently in America so you can compete with the prices that the other manufacturers are going to have because they're getting cheaper labor overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's,
hard.
It's
so hard.
Very. It's a balancing act, and I think we're losing it.
It is now 527 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Ask any police officer and they'll tell you, as the weather gets warmer, crime rates start to go up. Why don't you do something about it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If you're really serious about home security, I recommend you use the best in the business, Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has the industry's only guaranteed response time. Plus, switching to Ackerman is easy and a great way to save money. It can literally cost you nothing to switch over. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman Security System in a matter of minutes. At $19.95 a month, monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring at half the cost of the other guys. For just a few dollars more, a month, Ackerman Security has all the latest and most advanced security technology, video, smart locks, and thermostats that can be controlled with the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. So call Ackerman for a free in-home security analysis. Plus, WMAO listeners get 3 months free monitoring for a limited time. Call now, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce, and these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis, and that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
By the way, a little bit later this morning, 7:35, we're going to have Steve Moore, a well-known economist. We'll talk more about Buy American, Hire American, and that, again, is at 7:35. Coming up in just a moment, Montgomery County is concerned about the things in its vending machines. Oh, my. We'll tell you about that coming up after the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There's going to be a runoff in the race for a Georgia congressional seat.
Democratic candidate John Ossoff falling just short of the threshold he needed to win this race outright, getting less than 50% of the vote in this Republican-heavy district, a district that actually no Democrat has won in 37 years, getting close to that 50% number, but not close enough.
Correspondent Manu Raju, that seat was vacated by President Trump's health secretary, Tom Price. The FBI has now joined the investigation into a triple murder in Fresno, California.
Police say 39-year-old Corey Muhammad apparently chose his victims at random.
We had three people that were shot and killed and one person shot at in less than a two-minute time frame.
Police say Muhammad surrendered to officers, admitting to the shootings and also yelling, "God is greatest," in Arabic. But authorities do not believe the rampage was terror-related, police instead calling it a hate crime. I'm Reed Binion.
They're having an active shooter drill today at the Washington Navy Yard. Spokesman Ed Ziegler.
Drills like this or exercises like this, again, give us some valuable training, help us prepare to counter threats. And, you know, this isn't in response to any particular threat.
Now, they haven't specified when today that drill will happen, but don't be alarmed if you see unusual activity around the Navy Yard. Prince George's County Police are trying to find a killer, but they're also still trying to learn the identity of the murder victim, Captain Anthony Shartner.
Unfortunately, we don't know who she is at this point. She was found in the front yard of a house, unresponsive.
That was Easter Sunday in Forestville. The woman was found stabbed and unconscious. She was later pronounced dead at an area hospital. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,523. The NASDAQ at 58.49. Sports, Max Scherzer pitches two-hit ball over seven scoreless innings as the Nats beat the Braves. The O's lose in Cincinnati. The Caps try to even their playoff series tonight in Toronto, and the Wizards host the Hawks in Game 2 of that series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery, too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/CKCancer.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you had your home previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's why it's so important to call my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie's homes are more likely to sell and will not sit. One huge reason why is that Sarah and Debbie have over 5,500 ready buyers in their database looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell homes 3 times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie are so confident your home will sell that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Sarah and Debbie sold Ronald's home in less than 3 weeks after it was on the market with another agent for 9 months. Don't just hire any realtor to negotiate your equity with painful listing times. No. Call the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have an accident, Virginia 95 northbound before you get to the Occoquan. So if you're heading northbound out of Dale City, hitting those slowdowns near the Potomac Mill sign, hang with it because it won't extend too far, just up toward 123. I'm still looking at the activity. Two cars. They tried to get over to the left shoulder, but they crowd that left lane, and it's really dark, and there's no emergency response there, so be cautious. Northbound 95 at 123. Again, the incident crowding that left lane. 66, no major problems, just some of the volume forming as you push through Manassas. Beltway, Maryland, still watching the work crews. Not quite wrapped up everything yet on the inner loop in Bethesda as you pass Old Georgetown, approach, I should say, and pass Old Georgetown Road. They were along the right side. You still see the Aero board crews set up there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much warmer weather coming tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms moving in. Cloudy today, 64. Tonight, mainly cloudy, down to 58. Suburbs will be a little cooler. And then tomorrow, all the way up to 84 degrees with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Manassas, 48 in Olney, 54 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 537 on WMAL. Wednesday morning, get up, get around, get started. We've got stuff to keep you informed and entertained while you're doing that. 705 this morning. Hey, listen, Metro Union workers say they know how to fix the Metro, and one of the union reps is going to join us at 705 to tell us what those ideas are. At 735, Steve Moore, economist, will join us. 805, Representative Scott Taylor, Republican of Virginia, will be our guest. And at 835, the one and only Cheryl Atkinson, who's got some interesting stuff to share with us. It's all coming up straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Oh, I love me some Kit Kats.
Oh, man.
I love me some Kit Kats.
It is, you know, when it comes to Halloween candy, that's the Cadillac candy.
Is it?
The Kit Kat.
I think some people would disagree with you.
We've had that discussion.
So,
but,
yes, we have. But
for me, it's
listen,
the Kit Kat.
Listen, in Montgomery County, the city council unanimously voted yesterday on a measure that's going to require all vending machines on county property to now offer healthy snacks and healthy beverages alongside the regular usual vending machine fare, which usually isn't an apple. It's usually something that is preserved and in a bag and orange, artificially orange colored or something along those lines, because they last longer. You don't have to go in and change them all the time. They don't have to be refrigerated and so on. So under this measure, 50% of the items for sale in county vending machines, so vending machines on county property, will have to meet American Heart Association nutrition standards for sugar, salt, fat, and other measures over the next 2 years. And then after that, it goes up to 65%. And every vending machine that dispenses beverages are going to be required to offer bottled water. So here's the thing. I am, it's like what we just talked about before, Brian. I'm a big fan of choice. I think that's a libertarian way. Let people make their decisions. If you're going to make unhealthy decisions, in my brain, that's on you. Unfortunately, we have socialized medicine, where if you make unhealthy choices, I am forced to pay for the consequence of your unhealthy choices. So I think, and I've said this all along, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. So when you ask the government to force other people to pay for your unhealthy choices, don't be surprised if the government comes in and then curbs your choices.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're seeing happening here. So I want to know, 888-630-9625, is this a good thing that the state or the county on a county level is now stepping in and saying, you know what, you know those vending machines? We're going to curb your choices. You either go hungry or you have to pick, you're going to have a dwindling selection as the years go on as to what you can get out of a vending machine. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And let's take it to a state level. Berkeley, California. This is actually city level, but it may go statewide. Berkeley, California was the first city in the country that imposed a 1% tax on sugar sweetened drinks. Your sodas and all those drinks, a lot of fruit drinks that claim to be fruit drinks are actually more sugar than they are fruit or fruit juice. So they imposed a 10% tax on drinks that met certain requirements, and it seems to have worked. It was not a 10% tax, but the number of purchases of those drinks have plummeted 10%. So it seems to have worked. If they've reduced the consumption, they feel, by 10%. Now, I don't know if people are going elsewhere to get their sugary drinks, and they're just saying, you know what, well, Berkeley, well, I can go over there and I can get it somewhere else and pay less for it. But I happen to also believe that Americans are inherently lazy, and we're not going to walk an extra 6 blocks, quarter of a mile, whatever it is, to get a soda. We're going to just buy it and pay the extra tax. That's what a lot of people are going to do. But Mexico did this nationwide, and they also taxed sugary drinks, and they too saw a drop in soda consumption. So if it accomplishes the goal, is it worth it? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I'm not a fan of this.
Leave me alone when it comes to picking food in my vending machine. I mean, look, if you're going to put things in a vending machine that meet the American Heart Association nutrition standards for sugar, salt, and fat, what the hell are you going to put in there? I mean, what in the world are you going to put in a vending machine? The choices are going to be so bland and uninteresting that nobody's going to actually use them anymore, and maybe that's their larger goal.
That's the point.
This is the thing you need to be aware of, though, and this is Montgomery County to the core. Oh, yeah, we're just talking about the vending machines in the county. Oh, no, that's the first step. The next step is every vending machine everywhere, we're going to impose these standards because we know better what is good for you. Leave me alone. I want my sugar. I want my fat. I want my salt. I am aware of the consequences, and just get off my back about it. It's not your business. But let the market take care of this issue. If there's no demand for those products, then they will not sell and they won't be in the vending machines. They'll find other alternatives. But as long as they sell, and that's what people want, leave them alone and get out of our business. Get out of my food supply.
If I have to pay for the repercussions of your poor choices, your poor dietary choices, do I not have a say then in your dietary choices? If I have to pick up the tab for your heart attack, back. Should I not be able to say, you know what? You shouldn't be having that fill in the blank, whatever it happens to be, because that's an unhealthy choice.
Well,
and we know you're diabetic, overweight, whatever it happens to be, you are a ticking time bomb. If I'm going to have to pick up the tab for that, should I not have the right to say, you know what? Stop. No more. Because I'm not paying for your disability and your tens of thousands of dollars of health care bills and everything else.
Well, you're not going to have to worry about that because I've had the virtual physical heart scan and I have a perfect heart.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I know I'm not going to be that problem. But really, honestly,
I'm not saying you.
I mean
you in general, the audience in general. I'm not saying you're diabetic
the royal
and all this
you.
Other stuff.
Okay, I got it.
The universally, although a guilty conscience needs no accuser, just saying.
It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Looking for tips on how to make your money last longer when you retire? Listen to Retirement Key Radio, featuring Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sundays at 3 here on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. A museum at Hill Air Force Base in Utah has plans to refurbish an old C-130 Hercules aircraft and then display it as a way to promote the Air Force and provide interactive experiments and education to visitors. The plan is to take an old C-130 Hercules aircraft from storage, strip it down, refurbish it, and then connect it to the outside of the museum's second gallery. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we start off with a little extra volume here in the Dale City area because of a crash. North on I-95 as you come up to 123. Now, we still have the two cars that were involved. It tried to get over to the left shoulder, but they partially crowd that left lane, and I'm very happy to see police now at the scene because they have their flashing lights on. So everyone's warned, northbound 95 as you come up to 123. Delays again as you push through Dale City before the Potomac Mills sign. Now, once past there, you're good to go. So if you're hanging with that, good through Lorton, Newington, and beyond to either loop of the Beltway or onto 395, which is still wide open trip up to the 14th Street Bridge. Maryland Beltway, I'm still looking at the work zone. No delay, so extra caution here because you're coming up at speed. So slow down your inner loop at Old Georgetown Road. Still see the arrow board and the barrels along the right side as you head past 270 and again toward Old Georgetown Road. Outer loop, your lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the UMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky hangs on. We'll see some showers, thunder showers eventually, with milder weather settling in by tomorrow. So mostly cloudy today, 64. It'll stay cloudy tonight. We'll fall back to about 58. Then partly cloudy tomorrow with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Very warm, up to 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Let Staples be your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Last-minute changes to a big presentation, access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud. There's even self-serve machines, so no waiting. More at staples.com/print and marketing services.
First of all, thank God
Without the public, we would be nowhere. It's so important to any investigation that the public step in and help us. Our job, the state troopers and police officers and district attorney, you know, we are here to serve the public. And it's nice when they realize that and they help us out with an investigation. This investigation would be nowhere without tips.
That was the spokesperson for the Cleveland police talking about the infamous Facebook killer, Steve Stevens. And you know how they got him? His last meal, driving through McDonald's and needed his nuggets. He got he went through the drive-thru at McDonald's, ordered a 20-piece chicken McNuggets and a large French fries. And the woman who was working the drive-thru window recognized him. She knew who he was. So they went in the back when they went to go get his order. She leaves the window. They call 911. And she's like, that Facebook killer guy? In our drive-thru window at McDonald's. So the cops said, well, stall him as much as you can. So they did. They were tried to buy some time for the cops. And so they told him that his order of fries was delayed. So they said, you got to wait for your fries. We're going to get them right up. We're making them right away. But he said, I don't have any time. And he drove away. And they said he didn't drive away at like a fast pace. He just drove away and took his nuggets with him. The cops come upon him just moments later. And they chased him. There was a short pursuit that lasted about 2 miles. And the police tried that pit maneuver, you know, where they go into the side of the car and they spin it out. Mm-hmm. They did that. And as his car was spinning out of control, he shot and killed himself.
Yeah.
Which I have to say, in and of itself, is pretty impressive. That the car's spinning around like this and that guy shot and killed himself. Which I have to say, what a stinking coward you are. Mm-hmm. What a kind of a coward are you? We know he's a coward. Look at the victim he chose, an elderly great-grandfather who could not defend himself. So cowards choose their victims wisely. He chose someone who was not going to put up a fight. That poor man had a plastic bag that he held up, shot him at point-blank range. And now, when it is time for him to make his stand and be held accountable for what he did so brazenly.
He's a coward yet again.
And he was so proud of that. He had to post it on social media and look at what a big man I am. As you said, Brian, coward again. And he did not give someone else the satisfaction of taking him out.
Let me say this about that. There's sort of an interesting facet to this. And this is a horrific crime because it was posted on social media. And many people have talked about that and have decried the fact that that was even possible. The other side of this is, because of social media, this guy's picture was everywhere.
Yeah.
And as a result of that fact, it was probably something that led to his arrest. Everybody saw it on their interweb. Yep. Everybody saw it on the news. So, you know, this is the thing about social media. It can be a force for evil. But it can also be a force for catching evil, and I'm struck by that fact. This was a heinous crime, and you're right, a cowardly crime. And he went out the way a coward goes out. So I'm glad that they got this guy, and I'm glad that they were able to do him. And it is one of these things that just troubles you when you see this kind of blatant attack on innocent people. It just makes you mad. It makes you furious. And more and more, that seems to be more of that's going on in this country.
I almost wanted him taken alive just so he would have had to answer for his crime. It was terrible. And by the way, quick note, the family of the victim have said do not donate to any GoFundMes or anything like that because none of them are theirs. They're all fakes and scams, so don't donate. And they have come out and said they forgive him.
Here's El Rushmore.
People.
You've probably never heard of the National Union of Healthcare Workers unless you're a member. Now, this so-called National Union has only 11,000 members, all of them in California, but they're making headlines as the first union to declare itself a sanctuary union. Now, as a sanctuary union, the NUHW says they can offer their illegal immigrant members protection from Trump's deportation dragnet and from management retaliation, whatever that means. They have partnered with a San Francisco law firm to represent members and their relatives. They say their mission is also to educate members how to hinder federal agents from determining their immigration status. The union is also trying to convince the hospitals and clinics and nursing homes where their members work to help shelter illegal immigrants who are patients and caregivers. Now, by declaring themselves as a sanctuary union, the National Union of Healthcare Workers promises to provide a safe space to discuss the issue and make a difference. Well, goody. Deportations and arrests of illegal immigrants have already spiked dramatically since Trump took over. By making it known they are a sanctuary union, they can make a difference by making themselves a good place for ICE to look for the next round of deportees. Go ahead, guys. Make yourselves a target. We love it.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, that's where we have early delays northbound through Dale City toward the Occoquan. That's due to the two-car crash, completely confined to the left shoulder. However, you'll see the flashing light. Police are there to try to wrap things up. Again, northbound 95 before you get to the Occoquan. Once you get through there, though, wide open Lorton, Newington, and up to the Beltway or onto 395, which is also in good shape. Coming out of Brandywine, northbound 5301, crash reported before you get to Brandywine Road. Southbound, you're fine there. To the Wilson Bridge, a great time to get going. No delays either direction and wide open at the American Legion Bridge as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much warmer weather coming tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms moving in. Cloudy today, 64. Tonight, mainly cloudy, down to 58. Suburbs will be a little cooler. And then tomorrow, all the way up to 84 degrees with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 556.
Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. How are you enjoying the change of weather? We're all getting into spring cleaning mode over here, which brings me to that car. You know the one. You've shared some good times together, that old car and you, but now it's just taking up space in your garage or driveway, and it's time to part ways. Your car deserves better than an ignoble end in a junkyard. When you donate your car to Cars for Kids, she can live on by giving kids a chance to succeed. Cars for Kids makes the donation process extra simple, with no paperwork or hassles for you. Just schedule a free pickup of your car at a time that's convenient for you, and your car will get the send-off she deserves. Plus, you can also get a tax deduction and a vacation voucher. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. And it's that easy to give your car a new life helping kids across the country. Call Cars for Kids to donate today. 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Online at carsforkids.com.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage.
That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement, as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
When you buy from Tedrid Ford, you get life.
Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Tedrid gives you their exclusive Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedrid.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. Over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Oh, I have an update on Brian's number one nemesis. And we'll also talk about getting fired for something to say when you're on a reality TV show and Killer Tree on Capitol Hill.
Where is Muriel Bowser? Where is the mayor of the District of Columbia? And why is it such a scene?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.